Now, for something completely different, from east of the Rockies, here's Brian Wilson.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all sexes, and of course those of you buried under Elon Musk's Twitter document dump, welcome to another plunge into the damp sponge of podcast tomfoolery. You know, many of us have been aware of and sincerely believe the facts presented in the collection of stories and articles that we see spread across credible websites, blogs, and podcasts like this one for quite some time. A long list of compelling subjects courtesy of astute speakers and prolific writers with sharp eyes, intellectual acumen, and scribbling talent has provided some compelling contributions to our continuing education. Yet, we may have passed the point of due diligence, arriving at the junction of actions speak louder than words and too much analysis leads to paralysis. For the mountains of facts and evidence that have consistently confirmed the diagnosis of a putrefying America, government, elected officials, ethics, principles, and the rule of law, the cure has yet to appear on the horizon, if it exists at all, beyond clever memes and pointy cliches and windy prose overflowing with blooming idealism. The salient question, when will a sufficient number of fellow citizens get beyond the harumph,
harumph, harumph, harumph, harumph, harumph
of redundant shock and awe at the corrosive behavior of the ruling class and actually begin doing whatever's necessary to reverse this course of pending national collapse? Now, don't say, "You just wait till the next election when we, the MAGA, take the Senate and the White House too, ha-ha." Unless, of course, you've acquired controlling interest in Dominion Voting Machine Corporation and have a turgid album of salacious pictures featuring George Soros, Jill Biden, and a gerbil. Recently, someone reasonably intelligent commented, "America needs a hero." Maybe so. Surely one American hero would be easier to find than, say, a few hundred thousand firearm owners religiously chanting, "Molon Lobby, Molon Lobby," to the choir on social media and from my cold dead fingers at NRA conventions. By the way, this is approximately the same number of Sunshine Patriots who don't call their representatives, don't show up at demonstrations, don't attend, much less speak out at town council meetings, but do find enough hours to keep up with football. Maybe finding a hero is the real American dream. Now, don't fail to remember, Christmas is right around the chimney. And since you're looking for that perfect gift for that imperfect someone, make sure to slam dunk their stocking with a copy of Watercolor Memories and the just as confounding 50 stories, 50 years in radio that I've penned over the past few years. Just wander on over to our rivaled Facebook page or mildly salacious brianwilson.net. Feel free to grab a handy caseload of books to hand out to all those people you forgot are going to show up looking for a freebie come the big day. All right? And of course, if you have any unsolicited comments you'd like to make on the things we've been writing and speaking, feel free to drop me a line, brian@brianwilson.net. Don't expect an answer, but feel free to drop me a line at brian@brianwilson.net. For Joe Ted, our intrepid bus driver and proud owner of a new coin-operated wood-burning computer, complete with the dreaded all-weather shoehorn, Brian Wilson here. Thanks for podding with us. Make a note to be with us next time for something completely different. Yank the plug, Joe.